This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Howdy do! 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Tis the first day of June. 30 days hath September, April, May, and November. All the rest have 31, except February in kind. Each leap year is 29.
So, yeah, close enough.
But June doesn't have 31 days, does it?
June has 30, yes. 30 days have September, April, June, and November. When short, February, or if you want to pronounce all those R's, February.
February.
It's done all the rest, have 31.
Hey!
And then have I talked about the knuckle thing? You count on your knuckles?
No.
And all the... You know how when you make knuckles. A fist? Yeah, you make a fist, and you're counting your knuckles
done,
where...
Or
well, just on one hand, and how you have the... parts where it's higher or the parts where it's lower, and you just go through the months. And the knuckles,
really?
The higher part of the knuckle is 31 days, and the lower parts are 30, except for February.
Okay, so who taught you that? Did your father teach you that? Where did that come from?
I have no idea where that came from. I can't remember who taught me that. I learned the rhyme first, the little song rhyme thingy first, and then somebody showed me the knuckle trick.
Yeah. All right, well, now we've got that taken care of. Thank you very much. Another hour of the Good Day program, discussion about the deal. It was a good deal. It was a bad deal. It was a deal. And the deal is done. So one of the things that you take away from discussions about things like that, you can't make a good deal with a bad guy. And so if you're trying to, you've got a neighbor who's arguing with you about something, you know, where the fence is, I don't like your dog, whatever it is. If they're reasonable, we're having, for example, on the this development that I'm doing, the AgriHood, where we're putting 63 units on a farm. And the neighbors are, there's one neighbor, a husband and wife, who have made it very difficult for us to get this done. We have been dealing, however, both of us, ethically, morally, and for the most part, they've played the game okay. They're not thrilled with what they've... That we've been friends personally for a long, long time. I just don't like some of the approaches that they took. But it's okay. They are who they are. But I think at the end of the day that they are good people. So, and even though I've said some things that, you know, made others think I didn't think they were such good people, you know, you're distracted by the heat of the moment. But I think the old adage, you can't make a good deal with a bad guy, is true. Because if somebody's got poor character, they can't be trusted, why would you want to try to even make a deal with them? Never mind having them on your team, right? And there are a lot of stories, I'm sure you could come up with a lot of stories in the Naked City. If somebody isn't with you and for you, then can you be with them and for them? Right? So somebody, it can't be a one-way street. You've got to deal with people who are worthy of your trust. And if you don't find them trustworthy, then don't.
It's one thing. Yes, people can disagree. People can have a difference of opinions. People can say that I don't like this. And that's fine. It's when people go out of their way to make somebody else's life or their job duty or whatever it is they're trying to do more difficult. That's when it's not okay.
No. But it's useful to have relationships with people who are good folks. So that you can, if maybe you don't have to deal with them other than on a friendly level, but it's important to deal with people well on a friendly level. Anyway, so here we have, that's my societal thought for the day, folks. There's a new dinosaur that's been discovered, not alive, this is not Jurassic Park, but what's left of this, I've been bringing this, I said to Jay, bringing it right to my grandson. This is a strange-looking, dome-headed, bristling dinosaur. 68 million years old is this discovery, or at least the what's left of him. Fingernails, that kind of stuff. Things sticking up from his skull that look like a toothbrush. The paleontologist who discovered this did a CT scan Isn't that amazing what they do, the old...
Absolutely. And it's still amazing that we are still discovering new dinosaurs.
Carbon dating. Yeah, right, exactly. So this dinosaur sports an amazing variety of bony ornaments, horns, mohawk-like crests, bumps and knobs. And there are all kinds of different... There's the Tyrannosaurus, there's the Triceratops... there's the Hadrosaur, how do you pronounce that? Hadrosaurs.
Velociraptors.
Pachyderi, Dingamangalungas. So if you're big into this, what is it? Why did children pick on things? I'm trying to remember. I guess I loved the cows when I was his age. He loves the dinosaurs, and he can tell you anything. Mm-hmm. And if I talk about them with him, and I don't pronounce them the names correctly, he's correct. Yeah, Gramps. This is how you say that. Yeah, okay. But you know what? It's good to have them fascinated with stuff like that because that's how they learn. They get them fascinated with things that are of this world, and I think that's how they learn.
They absorb. Oh, yes.
Okay. There's a study out. A question. Maybe it's a good question for our Facebook and Instagram page at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day on Air. How old is too old to be a father? Let's think about that for a minute. Robert De Niro.
According to nature, that doesn't exist.
No. Robert De Niro just welcomed his seventh child, Al Pacino. De Niro's 79. Pacino's 83, and he's the dad to a new baby. I've got pictures of Pacino. He looks ridiculous with that long hair. De Niro kind of looks like... De Niro's let his hair grow, and then he, you know, it depends on what movie he's in. I watched the last little bit of The Untouchables last night, and that movie's, what, 30 years old or so? And De Niro plays Al Pacino. Al Pacino, good Doug. Capone. And he does it so... But anyway, he's one of our... I think they're both among our great actors. Do you think they... Just because they lead... The acting requires a special sort. The person who's a good actor is not normally too normal. And so... You know, you look at these guys and you think, okay. And the only good, this is the reason that it's worth having a conversation isn't about the two guys. It's about, you know, how old is too old, do you think? Al Pacino's girlfriend is 29 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Had a baby with her.
He already has 22-year-old twins. He has a 33-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
But according to nature and science, no age is too old to become a father.
Yeah, but our fertility begins to decline when we're in our 30s. I don't know that I've ever put that to the test, but that's what I've heard. And so, you know, you wonder about it just becomes a good conversation. You know, people think, that's disgusting. That old bag with a 29-year-old, what's that all about? Is it men trying to preserve their own life? Do they think, you know, I think at my age, okay, would I want to have another child? No. But I would have I would be with somebody who's got a younger mm-hmm. child, or I'm happy with my children and their children. I wouldn't have any problem being with a person who had a young child, because I'm fun to be with, if I do say so myself. My grandson loves being with me.
Well, yeah, and I think it's...
Because I act that age, maybe. That's my probably
well,
what it is.
You probably play with him without the distraction of being on a smartphone or some other device. You give him your full focus, and that's what kids remember the most, is that somebody actually just stopped and played with them and spent the time with them. But when it comes to older males, more specifically, I think sometimes it might be because they want to keep that legacy going on. They want to plant their seed. Sometimes it could be something as simple as an older gentleman who is with a younger woman who wants to become a mother, who wants to have more kids. I think Alec Baldwin has been pretty open about he didn't need any more kids, but his wife wanted more, so he wanted
Hilaria?
To be happy.
Cucumber? Yes, the Spanish-speaking children. Anyway, I thought that was that's a neat conversation, maybe a question to ask. Majority of teachers, as we get close to the end of the school year, there are always these surveys about what makes teachers tick. And there's a survey this year with American teachers sounding off about arming themselves with guns and whether or not that would make schools less safe. Now, given the fact that more teachers are left of center than right of center, this is pretty much an easy prediction on my part. What'd you start to say?
I was just going to say, but also teachers and educators, their job is not to also be security guards.
No, it isn't. No, they shouldn't have guns.
They didn't sign on for that. Nope. And I'm not saying that as a parent, saying that I'm not saying, oh, I wouldn't want teachers. I'm saying as I have friends that are teachers, and some of them lean more right than left. Yeah. And all of them are pretty much like, if I wanted to be a security guard or a police officer, I would have entered that field. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I entered the field of being an educator.
You know, you bring up something that, because Ken Kronhaus and I are such good friends, I think I was, I don't know, startled is the right word. He loves Trump, and he was very right of center. And I never thought about a doctor and politics before in the same breath. And Jack is also of the same political persuasion, maybe because they're friends, Jack Stockwell and I, and Ken, we're all friends. They don't agree on medical stuff at all, but they agree politically. But I never thought, do you know what your doctor's politics are? I say that asking the question to the people listening. You know,
my primary care physicians know, and do they know mine? Because
it's
not the conversation. But my friends who are doctors, yes, we've had those conversations, so I know where they stand.
Really? Isn't that interesting? I never thought much about it. I think they're my doctors. They're not politicians. They're just my doctors.
And it should be that way. Nobody should know what other people's politics are.
Unless they want to, have it known. But at any rate, commercials and what they do and what they don't do. I have been talking about this Balance 7 product for a couple, 3 months now. As it does what it's supposed to your body to bring it back to where it's supposed to be, balanced between acidity and alkalinity. If you have not a lot of energy, maybe you should send some of this stuff to Al Roker, who's kind of losing it. You got a lot of heartburn, and you want to be healthier. Actually, this stuff leads to more mental clarity as well. I'm talking about Balance 7. You can get a big deal by using the code Doug when you call 800-793-9039. Code word Doug to feel better, get healthy with Balance 7.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is everyday.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Nothing is
with SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, 23 after the hour now, in this hour of the Good Day program. We all think the hours go very quickly because there are a lot of interesting things going on in the world, things for us to talk about, things for us to muse about, and the Duggar family has been, over the years, something to look in awe on. How do these people even live? I used to be called the Duggar on the air, so you were digging the Duggar on FM 105.7. This is no relationship to that. Jill Duggar says she's done with secrets.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a new memoir out. She's going to set everything straight.
Good for her, you know.
Right?
Good for her.
Story? Do you ever watch the, did you follow these people? They seem like they're kind of nuts.
No, I mean, how could you not know what was going on before?
Yeah,
you know, when it was 19 and counting. And,
right.
I never watched it, but I still knew enough about it. And then all of the abuse allegations and everything. And some of the kids have come out and said that they were told at the time that they're basically gaslit, and then they were told not to talk about anything, and family business is family business, and all of that stuff. And some of the daughters who were molested by their own brother have come out and said, we're not going to stay quiet anymore. This is ridiculous. And good for Jill for wanting to share her story, because also that can be very healing. It's not just airing dirty laundry for a buck.
Yep.
Very healing.
Yep, it's all about, we were talking about therapy earlier. All right, we'll dig into the Duggars after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So this book, it isn't really just Jill Duggar, it's her husband Derek. that apparently is into the revelation as well. This memoir is called Counting the Cost. Now, I'm not here to sell the book, but I do think Jay is 100% correct. When these things come out, it's good therapy for the people, and these people sure as hell need a lot of therapy, getting the kind of stuff going on in that family. And we sort of, and it's not like the Kardashians. Some people say, oh, look at the Kardashians. No, it's not that kind of, this is
a very
creepy.
Different situation.
This
is
more than creepy.
They had a certain religion they followed that was, quote unquote, questionable. And Jill, I think all of the Duggar children, or most of them, got married at a young age. So for a lot of them, their spouses have been a part of the family for a long time, even if they are in their early 30s or late 20s. And so Jill's husband, Derek, he kind of experienced a lot of this, not to the same extent as Jill growing up in this family, but
right.
He was there, and for as long as both of them could in their marriage, they tried to be obedient family members. They didn't want to rock the boat. But once you become a parent of your own, you realize that you want to protect your family. You might not want to be part of sharing secrets anymore, because sometimes that can be a little bit guilty by association.
Yeah.
And so they are coming out with their book, Counting the Costs.
Well, I think that there are lots of people, unfortunately, like this, families around the country that have these experiences. So maybe in part there's a nerve that's been struck here.
And anybody going through this, that you can come out of it. I think there's a story of hope in there, too.
Yep. All right, food for thought, that's what we're all about here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says the House took a critical step forward last night to prevent a default after the chamber voted to pass the debt ceiling bill 314-117. Biden called it a bipartisan compromise. The bill did reach the Senate late last night and could head for a vote today. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy after the vote.
As an American, tomorrow will be better than today. I had to be an optimist that every day I woke up and said, maybe today the president would change his mind. Maybe today he'd want to put the country first. Maybe today he'd want to meet. But he never did. Not until our entire conference passed the bill.
Chipotle is giving away free burritos during the NBA finals that start tonight. The company announced that every time a player makes a three-pointer, the company will give away 300 free meals. Follow Chipotle on Twitter to get in on the Mexican food action. Lance Pry, USA News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Welcome, America, and people, not necessarily Americans, to the Good Day Yak Fest. Crank that up there, James, would you please? Talk, talk. All right, who else is going to talk about National Nail Polish Day but your friends on the Good Day program, right? National. I keep talking about my grandson, but he's such a character. He has his best friend is a young lady who's 8 years old, wears glasses. Her name is Alicia, and she's in class with him. Now, I know a lot of you are going to say, this is the first step toward doomsday, because the two of them were playing with nail polish and different colors in class.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he put nail polish on his nails immediately means he must be going to the other side.
Who says right? that in today's
society? No? Yeah, of course. Right. Anyway, Nail Polish Day, created by the brand Essie. Now, I don't know anything about nail polish, So is Essie a big name? Is it still around? What is are you into nails, nail polish?
I am. I don't like to go get manicures. I just paint because I don't like to be touched. I just paint my own nails. But I am a big... I'm big on the whole cruelty-free, finding cruelty-free brands.
Non-animal testing.
Yes, because animal testing, and I think a lot of times we think it's on rats or mice or maybe sometimes bunnies, which are still totally unacceptable. But what people don't realize, it's on beagles. It's on dogs. It's on, even if there's a brand that they don't test on animals, well, if they use third parties, those third parties might test on animals. So if you find any certified cruelty-free brands, go for those because they still have really good products.
All right. Take it from someone who sounds authentic when it comes to this sort of thing.
I can't believe, in terms of nail polish, though, and colors, black nail polish was created back in the 1930s.
Yeah.
I feel like that's such a more of a 90s thing. I had no idea that there were people still running around with black nail polish all the way back in the 30s.
I think it's the old what goes around comes around, Jay, much of anything else. Something like that anyway. All right, so let's see here. Maya Angelou, responsible for our positive thought of the day. I've learned, she writes, that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Wow. That's so
true.
It really is. Yeah. So a tip. What is it? The word was always be nice to people. Pay attention. The best thing you can do, this is one of the hardest things that I have, learn a person's name and hold on to it. If you have a relationship with somebody, it's hard, I know, sometimes to hold on to those names. But, you know, you listen. Don't be listening to yourself. Listen to what people are saying. And the first thing most people say when they meet someone, hi, I'm Fred. Remember Fred.
Well, and here's the thing, that there is social anxiety that will make you sometimes miss that first name. Don't be afraid. And again, social anxiety, you might be afraid to ask, but ask them again. If you're still in that first meeting or you're leaving them, just ask one more time, I'm so sorry, what is your name? And then repeat it.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Hold on to it that way.
Sometimes I don't hear people's first name when I'm first meeting something, but because there's just so much going on, and
Jay,
I feel like sometimes people are still talking at the same time.
Jay, hi, I'm Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, nice to meet you. Somebody took a shot at me for what
again?
I said. Oh, listen, it's easy for that. I kind of like it. It makes a good conversation because you learn from these things. So I was talking earlier about how being on the radio is great therapy for me. And I think anybody who does it, if they don't admit to this being good therapy, no matter who they were, anybody from the top of the scale, the bottom of the scale, no matter how well-known or not well-known they are, if you're on the radio, this is therapy. You may not go into it with that in mind, but that is what comes out of the ability of people to connect, listening. You're listening to me and to us. Are you sympathizing? Sometimes you agree, sometimes you disagree. Sometimes the venting goes too far. I get very animated and very direct about some things, and you can hear it in my tone. And when I go off on the air on something, it is, you know where I stand anyway. There's no question about that. But if you're honest with your friends, what does it mean? When somebody says to you, can I be honest with you? Can I tell you the truth? Nah. Tell me a lie.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course.
Well,
some
people do think that that's a precursor of the person's about to lie, and a lot of times it's not. It's because they are going to be brutally honest, and they just want to make sure that they have the permission to do so. But yes, I agree. It drives, when I ask my husband something, and he's like, well, can I be honest? I asked you. Of course I want you to be honest. If I wanted you to lie, I wouldn't have asked you.
Thank you. So when you're venting, it helps you alleviate stress, especially if you're talking about something that's dramatic or unpleasant. And that's not what we talk about here necessarily, although some of the things we talk about are unpleasant. Some of them are pleasant. But whatever it is, if you're paying attention to someone, and then explain, well, let's turn it around. If you expect somebody to pay attention to you, then you better pay attention to them. That's only fair, right?
Two-way street.
That's exhausting otherwise, just exhausting if you get too in the weeds with somebody. It's a one-way thing. Here's some good news. A 22-year-old Marine lost his ring from boot camp over Memorial Day weekend. He didn't expect to see this jewelry again. There's a fellow from here in my neck of the woods who went to a, he's at the Mass Maritime Academy, reservist, and so this ring, he said, gave him strength, meant a lot to him. He was talking about the powerful personal meaning. So apparently a good Samaritan found the ring near a basketball court where this fellow had been shooting hoops. And this is down in Whitman, which is on the sort of southeast part of Massachusetts. And yeah, so this the reason I bring it up is because something as small as this sometimes means so much. It had an inscribement. There's a text on the inside. It meant something, a graduation date from boot camp. And so, yeah, this is important to this kid. And so he was very thankful. And I just, I think when you come across things like this, it's neat. And then people give folks credit on social media, and that's a good thing as well, right?
When you lose something of this magnitude and it finds its way back to you, it's just, there's something almost spiritual.
Relief.
Like, this was yours. This was your belonging. It was going to make its way back to you.
Yep. All right. The fate of Kevin McCarthy, some people wanted you to think before the vote that he was done, right? His goose is cooked. Look at this. He made a deal with the devil. He actually sat down in the Oval Office and talked to Biden. Get rid of him. Well, it didn't go very far. I think there are only 16 Republicans have voted against this. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's not. There weren't a lot of people voting against the debt limit bill. And so are there things that the liberal news media would have you believe that McCarthy was still in trouble? He's not out of the woods yet. The GOP hardliners are going to get him. No, they aren't. They're not going to get him at all. If anything, he won more kudos. I think I've never really paid much attention to the guy before. I didn't, you know, think one way or another about him. But I actually think that he did a good job on this. And it appears, although I guess it depends on what you read or what you hear, some of the right-wing radio hosts are all over this guy because, he gave in to Biden. Nah, he didn't give in to Biden at all. If anything, Biden came out of it with less there have been. And by the way, who's the winner here? Who needs to be the winner? Not these guys, but you and me, the people who pay the bills. Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home? The last time the tax collector came around to see me, I just opened up, I just took my pockets. You know how in your pant pockets you pull the pockets out and there's nothing in them?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
There you go. That's the visualization for the tax man. Meanwhile, I thought this was interesting because Joe Manchin was very supportive of this. And then he was being interviewed. I find this guy interesting because he's different. He doesn't toe the mark. He's got something, you know, whatever his motivation is, I don't know. A lot of people say, he's got all that. That's not the point. The point is that he voted with the Republicans to overturn the student debt relief plan that Biden had, which is a good thing in my mind. I know that we all would like to see the student debts that we have in our family paid off, and that's a motivator. Yep, yep, yep. But, okay, so you're going to help the students. Who else are you going to help? Who else is in that same boat? And what are the requirements? And how do you pick out certain groups that will be helped and certain groups that won't be helped?
But also, aren't these Band-Aids not fixing fundamentally foundational issues?
No.
So these issues are just going to keep happening.
Yep.
And we're just going to keep buying our way out of trouble instead of ending the point of trouble.
Yep. With borrowed money that we'll never pay back. All right. Here's the South Carolina governor in the news because he mentioned hunting Democrats down with dogs. There's a brilliant guy, Governor Henry McMaster. Those of you in South Carolina, you should be proud. No, you should be ashamed of this guy. So many people are asking him to issue an apology. He said he looks forward to the day that members of the party are so rare we have to hunt them down with dogs. What a moron.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 70, it's clearly a figure of speech, but still, it's in today's society, when you are a politician, it is very difficult to even use that kind of rhetoric.
Democrats don't have any faith. They have no... No.
Republicans this, Democrats that. Yeah. Show me a politician who truly serves the American people, not just their party.
Yeah, good luck finding one of those guys around. Here's the sad story of a 95-year-old woman dying after police shot her with a stun gun. The police, she was in the hospital for a week and she died. Police officer shot her with a stun gun in a nursing home. Huh?
Yeah, it happened in Australia.
Huh? Well, how do you go into a nursing home with 95-year-old people and you shoot them with a stun gun?
Yeah, she moved toward him using a walker and carrying a steak knife.
Steak knife.
And yes, okay, that could probably be a traumatic situation, but she's a 95-year-old woman using a walker to come at you with a steak knife. I don't think a stun gun was absolutely necessary. And she had dementia, so it's not like she, you know.
Right, she knew what she was doing. Nope. All right, let's see here. A teen surfer. How many times this week have we talked about shark attacks? Pretty much every day,
shark
right?
Shark or crocodile. I mean, at least one of each week.
Here's a Pennsylvania teenager surviving a shark attack on the beach in New Jersey, Stone Harbor, surfing there. Maggie Dazgowski and her friend Sarah O'Donnell. She was dangling off her surfboard. All of a sudden, she felt something on her leg. Wasn't a crab. That's for sure. Well, she got out of it okay, so. That's the good news. 12 before the hour.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after rebate plus 2x O Rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. If your vehicle's AC is blowing hot air, beat the heat with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Very somber, sober theme from Shawshank Redemption, arguably one of the best movies of the last century. I think Chuck would probably agree with that. Well, I'm going to ask him. Yeah, okay, so he does agree with that. All right, so why are we focused on this as we get started with our movie moments here today, Chucker?
Because film star Morgan Freeman, who played the character of Red, turns 86 years old today, born June 1st, 1937. I'd argue one of the greatest movie pairings of all time, Morgan Freeman and Tim Robbins, Red and Andy. What a script and direction by Frank Darabont. When they say they don't make movies like that anymore, Doug, that was done in 1994. That is a pretty accurate statement. And I got to tell you, I walked through my shopping mall for the first time in like 6 months yesterday in Strasburg, Pennsylvania. And the place is an absolute ghost town. I'd say like 80% of the place has been eradicated. Like almost everything's out of business. There's one thing in the food court, and they do have a movie theater, which is a big multiplex, Cinemark. And like when I walked up in the lobby, I didn't go to the movies, but I just was curious what it felt like. Mm-hmm. And it just feels so different. I hate to be a naysayer, but the excitement of going to a movie now just feels so different than it did even 5 years ago. Especially
it doesn't feel different for me when I go. I miss going. As a matter of fact, I haven't been to the movies. Once the weather gets good and I have to work on the farm pretty much every day until dark, I don't have, unless the weather's bad, the opportunity to go there two or three good movies.
I just want to point this quote out, too, and I agree with this 100%. Quentin Tarantino gave an interview, and he talked about the state of film and streaming. Okay, he made a quote that I completely agree with. He said, Netflix could pay, I'm paraphrasing here, Ryan Reynolds $50 million to do a movie. But in the minds of most people, it's not really a movie because it's on Netflix and it's not in theaters. And I agree. I've said that. I don't care if they give these stars all this money. It feels like it doesn't exist in my mind. It's not a real movie. And here's another quote. Chatham Tating said, the difference in the industry now and what it used to be, you could spend, let's just say you could make a movie, a low-budget film for $2 million. To have any viability, you still have to spend $30 or $40 million to market it, where it should be the exact opposite. You should spend $40 million on the movie and just a couple million to market and have people go to theaters to see it. That's an interesting quote because the truth is, without and Kevin Smith talked about this years ago. One of his issues with trying to make films is that the money is in the marketing. You need huge money to market these movies, or you can't get people interested.
To cut through all of the other messages that are out there, look at the money they're spending to promote Mission Impossible.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
All these big popcorn films, it's a minimum. Well, I'll give you another example I just read, that Disney for The Little Mermaid spent $80 million to launch that movie in marketing money.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I mean, it made 117 in 4 days, but they spent 80 to promote it.
Yep.
You got to get it out of the gate or you got no shot. You can't have legs if it doesn't stand.
Yeah. All right. I thought it was interesting. I spotted this is a play on the name of the TV show, and just like that, apparently Kim Cattrall is going back to Sex and the City. What do you think of that? You and Jay. What, just as
but
a cameo?
It's a cameo appearance. I don't know how big the part is going to be, but I think that's actually good. It's just bizarre why people take these hostile grudge, stances with each other.
No money in that.
No. It's also, life's too short for that stuff. But
it is. You're right. So stop arguing with me all the time.
I will. You're right once in a while.
Thank you. Kate Beckinsale has been talking about plastic surgery. Why does anybody care whether she had it or she didn't have it? Right? What's the big deal? People have that little to do with their lives?
Well, here's the thing. I think it's human nature. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. And I think when people alter their appearance, it is glaring for people to see.
I mean, I've said stuff about...
I don't have a problem.
Meg Ryan, because Robert Redford, terrible jobs on their faces, but it's a statement. It's nobody's business, really. I should shut the heck up. All right, I'm going to be quiet now because our time is up. Chuck Curry with Jay and Doug on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.